The January terrorist attacks in Paris raised concerns enough for President Obama to schedule the long-postponed summit. The aim is to go after the root causes of extremism and find ways to stop young people from joining terrorist groups like the Islamic State. In recent statements condemning extremism, the president has been careful not to name Islam, but rather religious intolerance in general as a culprit.
One of the best antidotes to the hateful ideologies that try to recruit and radicalize people to violent extremism is our own example as diverse and tolerant societies that welcome the contributions of all people, including people of all faiths.
It is sometimes in America's tough, gang-infested neighborhoods that this vision seems endangered.
This is the end that they face.
This YouTube video put out by the FBI shows an Islamic State fighter speaking in North American English and the increasing concerns that U.S. officials have that marginalized young Americans may be vulnerable to recruitment. Anti-gang outreach efforts by forces like the Los Angeles Police Department are serving as a model for ways to stop radicalization among American youth, and police officials from Los Angeles and other urban areas will be part of the discussion.
There are communities in this country where law enforcement officials have worked successfully with community leaders, many in the Muslim community, to counteract those efforts to radicalize vulnerable young people in most cases. And so this would be an opportunity, a forum, where the president could discuss those efforts with community leaders and law enforcement officials from across the country so they can share those kinds of best practices with leaders in other communities.
But critics say the topic is so general and the issue so complex that it will be difficult to come up with effective programs to address the causes of extremism. Security analyst Philip Lohaus says a discussion on Islamic extremism will eventually be necessary.
I think it's important to keep a very particular focus here. I would agree that they need to make sure that they're focusing specifically on mechanisms and reasons why people would be involved in Islamic extremism, for example, rather than just extremism writ large. But I do think it's a good first step. And, you know, perhaps there can be some follow-on conversations that are more targeted towards the problem of Islamic extremism specifically.
Thank you very much, everybody.
The summit is the first of its kind and perhaps the start of an important conversation. Luis Ramirez, VOA News at the White House.